It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome, 8:07 the time. And as we do every Monday, it is time for the Artist Corner. And man, I've been just so fortunate. The reason we started this is because here in town, you could be living right next door to someone who has incredible talent and dedication to their art. Not even know it, man. We have so many artists in this town that are just, they blend in with everything else, man. So let's meet Monica Edwards. Monica's a plein art painter and pet portraits and everything. There's really nothing you don't do. Good morning, Monica. Thanks for being here. Now, tell me, you are originally from Argentina, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, bienvenidos.
Gracias.
And yeah, we won't do that to the audience. But I want the audience to know that I found out she was from Argentina, so I made her some chimichurri last night.
It looks good.
It's all right. Yeah, it's very garlicky. So yeah, we'll just keep it closed right now. So an artist here in town, and this past summer, you had double duty. You were at two of the festivals, is that correct?
I was. I was at the Art Affair and also at the Festival of Arts.
Right. Now, that double duty must be tough. You know, you got to cross the street. You got to run across that busy highway, first of all, back and forth.
It's the only way to get some good exercise.
Now, when I think of your paintings, and I actually had to stalk you online for the last week or so, when I think of your paintings, I think of just really beautiful brushwork and color. I think the first word that comes to mind is color and light.
Oh, thank you. That's what I'm going for.
All right. Well, you're achieving it really well. So you born in Argentina. You came to the United States in 1965.
Correct.
Tell me about growing up here as a kid. What was that like?
Well, it was adventurous. My parents like to move around a lot, right. So wound up immigrating into Canada and then living in Lancaster and moving to Colorado and Wyoming and Florida and then back to California.
Wow. So now your parents were doctors?
They were.
Okay. Both of them. And so, So you were constantly under the thumb of, was it the thumb of, we want you to be a doctor, or was it, did you have the freedom to be an artist as a kid?
They were pretty encouraging of whatever it was that I showed passion for. Right. And we have a lot of artists in the family, so they understood my leaning towards that. Even though I did do pre-med in my first 4 years of college, I decided to switch over to art, and they got it.
Right. Now, your great-grandparents were artists as well, right? Is that where it all started?
My great-grandfather, my grandmother, a lot of artists in the family, yeah.
And do you keep any of their artwork? Is there something that each of them has done that you have?
I have some, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all over. Well, a lot of them are from Argentina,
right?
Basically Argentina, Italy, and so a lot of it is still back there,
right?
Yeah, collected by different people. And the Museo de Bellas Artes is where my grandmother has a lot of her work, so
okay,
yeah.
And what type of art was your first, what inspired you at a young age to do art?
You know, I think my main inspiration was looking through my parents' medical books.
Okay.
And so I really delved into Frank Netter, all of his medical journals. Amazing illustrator.
Okay.
A lot of figurative, weird, you know, diseases and all of that.
Right. Things,
but beautifully illustrated. And so I really got into that and then became an illustrator. I love that world.
So that's the biomedical
right.
world. That's
yeah.
the biomedical illustration.
Right.
You're the one. I always wondered who did that, man. So you're
Somebody
the one.
Somebody has to do it. Yeah. Yeah.
And from that it evolved. How did that evolve into just beautiful countrysides and wonderful open spaces? How did that happen?
Well, you know, I think after 30 years of commercial work and doing that kind of thing, then it was a moment of having to reinvent myself after working as an infographic artist for the Orange County Register for 14 years. Oh. And so after that, I, newspapers pretty much tanked
right.
there.
Right.
And it's been a rough road for them. So
yeah.
a lot of us had to jump ship and reinvent ourselves.
I'm a paper lover. I love newspapers, and I'm saddened that newspapers tanked. I really
thank
am.
Thank God for you, because there's a few of us still holding on there. Keep them alive.
I just shake my newspaper in the air at strangers. Hey.
Good for you.
So you've been nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for environmental art? Am I crazy?
It was a piece that a team of us did, yes, in Costa Rica. And it's fortunate that our editor liked us enough to nominate us for the Pulitzer, yeah.
Well, tell me about the piece itself.
It was a piece where it was something done for a university professor from UCI, and she was regrowing the native hardwoods in Costa Rica. Okay. She was trying to get the farmers away from the slash and burn techniques and trying to get them to grow the native hardwoods as a profitable crop.
Right.
And so she took, I'm not going to get into the whole story, but it was pretty fascinating to see her environmental work there. And so I went down with a photographer and a writer and covered her, and I did all the graphics and the drawings for all the wood, all the animals that were down there and the plants that she was growing and the way that she laid out the crop. So it was basically a big infographic that I did in watercolor.
Right.
And so that, yeah.
Was she successful in getting them to change their ways?
You know, I wish I could say that I followed up with that story, but I didn't. So
right.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and find her again and see how that works.
We'll have you back in a week. Come back with some answers.
Journalism side, right back in there.
Now, you taught visual journalism.
I did.
What is visual journalism?
So basically, it's infographics. It's take a story.
Right.
And instead of using your words,
okay,
see if you can do it, simplify it down to its essence and boil it into pictures, because, you know, pictures tell 1,000 words.
Right.
So it's I love that art form. And to tell you the truth, I'm kind of aiming towards marrying my large paintings, my large botanical paintings, with some infographic work. So I can, my goal is to have a beautiful piece of art on the wall, but still have it be somewhat educational in a way, subtly.
Right.
So that's kind of the direction that I'm really aiming for.
So you actually use both sides of your brain. It's not a left or right situation for you. It's both.
I have to. Yeah. I try.
Now, outdoor adventures obviously shaped your creativity. I'm imagining that being outdoors helped shape what you do, right?
I do have a passion for being outdoors. Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Now you're a camper.
I just got back from 15 days of camping all the way up into Montana and back, so it was really nice, yeah.
No, where'd you go?
Went to Oregon, Washington, Idaho, up into Montana at Glacier National Park, and then all the way back down again.
Do you find yourself, when you go to these places, that you have to take a picture before you put it on a canvas? Or can you just take that out of your head and remember, wow, I was standing and that was beautiful?
I do plein air, so I take all my gear with me.
You take everything with you right there.
And just stand there and take it all in as much as I can. There's just nothing like seeing colors and shadows. You cannot get that stuff in photographs.
Right.
You just can't.
Let's say that you get home. You're here now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take an image from that you saw a week ago and put it on a canvas?
And recreate it from memory?
Yeah.
You know, that is something that I have lost a little bit. Okay. I used to do that in my more illustrator days, but now I'm more of an observational artist.
Right.
And so I like to work now from photos. I'll take photos and prior paintings.
Right.
That's something that I wouldn't mind getting back into a little bit, is recreating from my own imagination.
Right.
And my memory, and see what comes from that. But, you know, I still have some years left. We'll see where it goes.
Is there a preference to whether it's a mountain range or an ocean? Do you have a preference of the two?
I love the rolling hills. I love chaparral. That might go back to my Wyoming days. I don't know. I just love the West, that kind of deserty, chaparral-y.
How does it make you feel inside when you're there? How do you feel inside? I'm curious to extract that feeling of. Cause I can tell you right now, when I'm in front of the ocean, I feel alive and free.
I do too. There's something expansive and beautiful about the ocean, and that I love that. But there's something about the smells and the heat and the little sounds that you hear when you're out in the chaparral or in the desert or the coastal mountain ranges here. That's
right.
It's just peaceful, and you feel big, you know, in a little part of something much bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of your paintings, I notice, depict places that no longer exist.
True.
And
it's interesting to go back and see some of those works if I still have them.
Right. I was looking online. I went, wow, that's, you captured a moment that was even that predates us, really. And how did you do that? Where you, that's great imagination. That's either taken from a photograph that you just nailed, but I couldn't imagine photographs in those days, right?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about on that one. So when I think about places that no longer exist, I'm thinking about, I just went walking in Irvine Park again the other day.
Okay.
Yesterday, and the Boy Scout camp that's there.
Right.
There used to be a beautiful eucalyptus grove and some nice big oaks back there, and those are no longer there.
Right.
So I do have paintings of that whole hillside that now is a Boy Scout camp. It's beautiful as it is now, but it's changed.
Right.
You know, there's areas, all you remember the Orange County as it used to be. It's changing faster than we can blink.
Right. We used to be all groves at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you've got a Christmas in the Canyon show coming up.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
December 14th, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. It's lots of different artisans. It's a great, great little event for the day. If you can make it out there, there's people who do old craftsmanship, ironwork. You can make Yule logs, buy your Christmas gifts. It's a great little spot.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Santa will be there for photo shoots.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So is there something you're working on right now that you can tell us about?
I am just painting. I'm working, painting all the time, and that's about all I can say about it.
You're constantly working. Now, do you focus on one item or do you work on several items at once?
Well, I'm still working day to day on making a living, so
okay.
I still have to do some commercial work,
right.
Whether that comes in the form of commissions on paintings or infographics for different businesses. So I'm still doing a little bit of each.
Now, when you worked for the newspaper for 14 years, was there a feeling of being creatively restricted at all?
Oh, God, no.
No.
No,
you
no,
could,
no.
You could jump on the creative wagon.
Best job ever.
Oh, I love
yeah.
that.
If they had a travel story that needed a painting, I would do a painting. If they had a food story that was about, I would do a sculpture. You know, I could do yeah. woodworking. I could do painting. I could do any kind of painting. I could do computer work. So
right.
it was a dream job for an artist.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Monica Edwards. Monica Edwards is one of our fantastic artists that we stopped into the artist corner today. Where can we find your art, Monica?
Well, I will be at the Festival of Arts next summer.
Okay.
And I am online. You can see my work at medwards610 on Instagram. That's usually my best, most current place. I have a website at Monica Edwards Art, but I have to confess I'm not the best at keeping that up to date. So.
You and me, but I'm the same way, I swear. You know,
it's just too much to do.
We got to get you an intern. We have to get you an intern,
please.
I think. And just hand them the phone and go, here, put
yes,
this.
Please.
Monica, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Ed.
It's been fantastic talking to you. Now we can talk a little chimichurri and some...
Ah, I see. Por favor.
That was Monica Edwards in today's Artist Corner.